It's here and now. The SAT is going all digital. The College Board made the announcement today. The shift for the college admissions exam goes into effect for all U.S. test takers starting in 2024. And this comes as a growing number of colleges and universities have made them optional. Let's bring in NPR higher education correspondent Alyssa Nadworny. And Alyssa, first, give us an overview. Remind us what it's traditionally like to take the SATs. I'm laughing because I remember hating the SATs and doing terribly with them. But what exactly is changing?
Well, forever, the test has been pencil and paper, right? That's what you needed your number two for.
Right.
And it was about 3 hours long. So kind of this epic test. 3 hours is a long time to pay attention. When I took it, there was an obscure vocabulary section. That was scrapped back in 2016. So it has evolved over the years. But the new digital version, which they announced today, that's going to be available in 2023 for international students and 2024 for U.S. students, this new digital version is going to shrink down to 2 hours.
I see. So it's going to be less time. And is the content changing in any way?
Yeah. So one big difference is that there's going to be shorter reading passages. You're also going to be able to use a calculator throughout the entire math section, which is new. Testing is still going to take place at a test center or a high school. So that's not changing. But students are going to be able to have the option to use their own device. So a tablet or a laptop, or if they don't have one, they can use the schools.
I see. So what do you think this means for students? What have you heard from them?
Well, I talked with Kirsten Amamestro. She's a junior at Potomac High School in Dumfries, Virginia. She actually got a chance to take the pilot version of the new SAT last fall. And she told me it was easier for her to focus on a computer. That's what she's used to. That's what her and her friends are used to. Like, this is a student who lived during the last 2 years of the pandemic, right? So she knows how to learn online. What was interesting about our conversation was that she told me that even with all of these schools going test optional, the SAT is still super important to her. She's actually been thinking about it since she was in sixth grade. And here are some of the thoughts she told me about the test.
I just feel like it's a better addition to have. It's not like the missing piece, but it definitely does round out your entire like image or like your application better. I feel like having the score kind of speaks to like what you can accomplish in like your test taking ability.
So she just told me a good score would be kind of like a cherry on top of her other accomplishments. So whatever form this test takes, the students that I've talked to are just like, they can't shake it, right? It's ingrained into everything they do. It's synonymous with college.
Right. It's just there, no matter what. Always has been, I guess always will be. You also spoke today with a high school counselor. What are you hearing from people like that about the changes?
Yeah. So I talked with Sanjay Mitchell. He works with high school students in Washington, D.C. as they apply for college. Here's what he told me.
Moving the SAT online is not going to eliminate equity issues. It's not going to address some of the challenges that colleges and students and folks in my field have been articulating has been the challenge with the SAT.
So there has been, you know, a lot of research looking at what does the SAT show? And that's kind of driven this conversation around test optional schools. Like, is the SAT a fair test? And a lot of research has aligned it with SAT scores with income, right? Because there's this whole test prep industry behind the test.
Right.
You can pay for a tutor, you can buy books. And the College Board has tried to make things more even. They have a partnership with Khan Academy that offers free SAT prep online. But the truth is, this is America, right? I mean, we've seen it with college admissions scandals in the past. It's easier for higher income individuals, higher income students, to get all that test prep in order to do well on this test. So Sanjay Mitchell was kind of like, it doesn't really matter if it's online or in paper. Like, we've got to shake this test.
Right. I mean, whether it's on paper or online, this debate is going to just continue. It's really interesting. I'm struck by just how long this has been going on. At the risk of dating myself, I mean, when I applied to college, I mean, I knew of one school in the whole country that was test optional, and that's the one I applied to because I was so bad at these tests. But it's just really interesting to me that this debate goes on and on about the relevance, the fairness, the equity issues around the SAT, and yet here they still are, even if more and more schools are going test optional.
And you know what's also really fascinating is the majority of colleges in America actually admit mostly everyone, right? Like, we're actually only talking about a very small fraction of colleges that this is even a question, because that represents kind of those selective buckets. But, you know, the thing here is that SAT scores, ACT scores, they're used to get scholarships. They're used to graduate from high school. A lot of states have these tests as a graduation requirement. Mm. And so it's just, they're going to be really hard to escape, even as we see more and more and more colleges go test optional.
All right. Really interesting. That's NPR's Alyssa Nadworny. Thanks so much for joining us, Alyssa. I appreciate it.
You bet.